Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the former Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Bob Kroll, Wayne Frediani, and Alfredo Alonso. Y'all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm Mark Amaday, and I approve this message. I grew up here. I don't ever recall seeing the economy this bad. Friends, family, we've all been affected. But the human toll of this recession is frustrating for all of us. Instead of getting better, things have gotten worse. Washington has failed. It's up to us. Let's cut regulations, slash taxes on small business, and put our federal lands to work for creating jobs for all of Nevada.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program the former Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Nice to be here.
Byron Giorgio was on the program a couple of days ago and talking about mortgage modification. That's one of his big themes in his campaign against Shelley Berkley. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about the Supreme Court decisions. Were you happy with them? Do they have some teeth now to be able to help homeowners stay in their homes potentially?
I was very pleased to read those two Nevada Supreme Court decisions. I mean, I view it as a huge victory for the homeowner and for the laws that were passed by the Nevada legislature. I mean, they basically came down very hard on the lenders, saying that if they can't comply with the Nevada Foreclosure Mediation Program, bring the documents, show that they own the note. If they're not going to comply, those are sanctionable offenses. So I thought it's going to put much more teeth in the program. It's what the law said from the beginning. And now if the lenders are sanctioned, if they don't participate, I think you're going to see them participating.
Okay, now the district court judges in both the North and South have been dealing with this modification program, have both been siding with the banks in claiming constitutional issues with this. What are your thoughts on the constitutional issues?
Well, when we enacted the legislation, the Legislative Council Bureau reviewed the constitutionality and found that it was constitutionally sound. I would also note that there's been foreclosure relief programs around the nation ever since the farming crisis in the 20s, and there's 35 states with some sort of a foreclosure mediation program. So it's not new ground, and you know, to be frank, I think it is in everyone's interest, the banks and the homeowners, to work together to stop yet another foreclosure. Look at what it's done to all of our housing prices. Why do the lenders want to own another foreclosed home in Nevada? There's no reason for them to want to do that.
And we still have a lot of houses in the pipeline that have been foreclosed upon that will continue to depress the markets in both the North and the South, continuing what is the worst part of our economic situation.
Absolutely. And And until we have a break in our unemployment numbers, a significant break, you're going to continue to see that happen. So it makes no sense. And, you know, you read story after story about how we haven't hit bottom yet. The prices are continuing to go down. Really, if the lenders and the homeowners can work together, those who haven't yet lost their homes, and come up with an equitable solution, it's going to benefit everyone.
I spoke about this a couple of days ago, but one of the big problems is that the lawyers are dealing with the servicers, not the actual owners of the home, and there is no incentive whatsoever. In fact, there's disincentive for those services to cut a deal. So is there going to be, do you think, some kind of legislation, or will it come from the Supreme Court to do something about the services?
I think it will come from the Supreme Court, because what the legislation set forth is that a lender must do four things in mediation before they can foreclose. They have to attend the mediation. They have to show that they own the property, produce the note, the deed of trust, any assignments. They have to have authority to negotiate a loan modification, and they have to participate in good faith. Well, if you're the servicer and you have no authority to negotiate a loan modification, then you're not complying with the program. And I think the mediators need to get tougher on this issue. I think they should start the mediation by saying, on whose behalf are you here? Let me see the documents. Do you have authority in order to consider a modification? That has to happen, and I'm sure there's going to be litigation on it.
One of the things that's interesting is that because of the way the mortgages were bundled and end up being sold as securities on Wall Street, how do you find and how do you negotiate with perhaps 1,000 owners of that financial instrument?
Right. Most of the investors who bought those tranches and the investments have an agreement with someone to be able to conduct, you know, certain business on their behalf. So many times you look there, they're often in pooling and servicing agreements. Under HAMP, they're required to notify the investors. So you push heavily to make sure that's been done.
Was the HAMP modification a success in your opinion?
Well, it helped some people, and for those people, it was successful. Could it have been modified to help more people once we figured out that it doesn't help as much when someone's so underwater? Yes. I mean, if we were sitting here today, Sam, and we ruled the world, we could write a much better law than HAMP. But the problem is, what's going to get passed in Washington, D.C. these days? I would love to see a more homeowner-balanced bill come out of Congress.
And also, when you say homeowner, the person that owns the loan would be a far greater beneficiary if a negotiation was allowed to happen, because somebody who's living in a house, say it cost $400,000 on the note, but it's now worth $200,000. Wouldn't the owner rather have $200,000 than have the house in foreclosure?
Well, that's absolutely right. And in the HAMP program, they and in all these modification programs, they have this test called net present value. And they ascertain, would the lender be better off foreclosing or modifying the loan? And they look at the costs. What's the resale? What are the costs of sale? And then they compare it. And in so many cases, it would be much more advantageous for the lender to modify than to own another foreclosed home in Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. More with Speaker Buffett when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the former Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley. As I mentioned, Byron Giorgio was on the program here. He's put about $1 million of his own money into his campaign against Shelley Berkley. He's been attacked one way or another by Harry Reid and members of the Democratic establishment. This is going to be a very ugly primary. What would you like to see happen here?
Well, you know, I like Byron, and you know, I think the issue is that he decided to jump in a race where you have a much loved, much experienced congresswoman deciding to make the switch, and so all of the loyalty and respect that she's built over the years is going to carry through, in my opinion, to the ballot box. So, you know, I'd rather see him in a race where it's an open seat for the first time, and you know, when you're in politics, you don't like to see your own people battling against each other. But he seems pretty determined, so we'll see.
It's going to be, as always is, a pretty ugly campaign, one would imagine. I mean, it's already turned ugly on one side. This does nothing but help Dean Heller, because if you have a very ugly primary, the plan is always spend all the money until primary day, and then both camps will be broke, but Dean Heller would have a lot of money in the bank.
Well, you know, parties from both sides never like ugly primaries in close races. But in the end of the day, Shelley Berkley has so much name recognition, and she has just done such a phenomenal job in Congress. So many people will say, you know, including Republicans, boy, nobody works harder in Washington, D.C. for Nevada than Shelley Berkley. At the end of the day, I think that's going to carry her to a pretty strong victory in the primary.
Both of Dean Heller and Shelley Berkley, members of the Ways and Means Committee, very important committees. How does Shelley Berkley play in Northern Nevada? And how does Dean Heller, and she's obviously very liberal, I think you would agree, Dean Heller moved to the right of Sharon Engel to win his seat. How does this play out? What do they both have to do to get to a position of victory?
Well, I think Shelley has to make herself known in Washoe and the rurals. And, you know, when you really get to know Shelley well, you really admire her work ethic, her intelligence. She's a great speaker. She's a hard worker. And you get to know that after you get to know her for a little while. Well, she doesn't have much time. She has to get herself very well known in a short period of time. And, you know, for Senator Heller, you know, he's not very well known down here. So...
But there will be a lot of money on both sides in a U.S. Senate race.
Yes,
to make
and
sure
lots of
that
commercials.
The goods and the bad, and we're not complaining here.
That's right.
Both the good and the bad will come out. Does it concern you about the huge amount of third-party money that's going to be coming into these races now?
Yeah, it does. And I hate that most people get their, you know, form their opinions from sound bites funded by out-of-state groups who know nothing about our issues. You know, I thought the U.S. Supreme Court decision was a travesty, and that we should do more about making elections really be about what people in the state think about who should represent them. But boy, the times aren't going that way.
Not at all. You know, you are a very well-respected speaker on both sides of the aisle. Is there a future for you in elective office?
Well, we'll see. You know, there's things I miss a lot. But now
for example?
You know, I loved being able to craft solutions to problems, you know, whether it was passing, you know, allowing Nevadans to import Canadian prescription drugs before we had a Medicare prescription drug benefit, creating the Nevada Foreclosure Mediation Program, the used car lemon law, payday loan limits. I loved identifying problems, working on solutions, and then trying to work with across the aisle to get enough support to enact those solutions into law. I loved that.
Do you think that it's problematic to keep rotating speakers because of term limits? So John Osagera gets to serve 2 years. Now there's at least three names that are prominent, Debbie Smith, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and Marcus Conklin, potentially to be speakers. Is it difficult to be able to form the kind of bonds you need to form to be effective within just a one-two-year cycle?
Well, that's part and parcel with term limits now. I mean, the downside to term limits is it takes a long time to learn how the process works, to learn all the laws, to learn what solutions work, what doesn't work, and by the time you get really good at it, it's time to go. So the only people left knowing all the tricks are the lobbyists and sometimes staff people. That's a shame. So is it a problem for the speaker? Yes. But I think it's a problem for every member and for the state. I think it's a bad idea.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Do you think there is any appetite from the public, though, to overturn term limits now that we've seen so many people, as you say, who, you know, would have been great still being in the legislature gone?
You know, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where if you ask people in general, hey, should we have a rule to get rid of all the politicians after some number of years? Everybody's going to say, sure, let's get rid of the bums. You know, we're kind of sick of the way things are going. But then when you say, hey, in your specific district, would you like to retain the right to vote for the person you have? And if you don't like them, you can vote them out. They probably say sure to that too. And when it kind of involves a politician that they've kind of got to know and like and trust, then they get the argument. But again, the whole campaign gets reduced to a couple sound bites, and you know, the decisions are made. So who knows if that will be overturned?
And it's never enough time. Thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
More and more people in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
Now at Mattress Land, Sleep Fit Centers get high tech at low prices with up to 60% off on the best in sleep technology. Like the lowest price ever on the Sleep Fit Elite Plush Pocketed Coil. Compare at $12.99, now rock bottom $4.98. Save $600 on the all-new Sealy Posturepedic Plush Queen Set, now just $3.99. Get free delivery and our 6-month comfort guarantee now at Mattress Land Sleep Fit Centers. Carson off Highway 395, now in Reno, South Meadow Parkway behind Winco Foods.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to our all-star pundit panel. I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal. And joining me first, Wayne Frediani, the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. Welcome to you. We also have the mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll. Welcome. Hello. Bob. And last but not least, Alfredo Alonso of Lewis and Rocha. Wayne, let me start with you. Yesterday, the Senate voted on the debt ceiling issue, and of course, our Senator Dean Heller of Nevada voted no on the debt ceiling, whereas Representative Shelley Berkley voted yes. These two people will be toe-to-toe next year running for the U.S. Senate. How does this vote set them up? One votes yes, one votes no.
You know, I'm not sure. I think that undoubtedly we needed to do what they did. I think the bigger issue is what did it really accomplish? I mean, we're going to be back looking at it in a short period of time. It didn't do a whole lot other than, you know, we're going to move forward for the next 12 or 18 months. I think the ramifications, had they not did it, would have been really bad. But in terms of the race, it'll be an issue. It'll be a philosophical issue between Senator Heller and Representative Berkley.
Okay, well, Bob, it gives voters a clear choice on either Heller or Berkley. Heller, do you think he helps himself with the right wing base by voting no?
You know, I think that it's too early to tell who comes out on what political end of the spectrum that vote happens, because I think that there's a lot of confusion about what the debt ceiling bill does. Mm-hmm. And how it does it, and I think that there are people on both sides of the political aisle who are concerned about it, and I think that it's just too early to say who's voting on the right side. I agree with Wayne, you know, that there had to be a vote. That ceiling had to get raised one way or the other. There had to be a resolution about it. Otherwise, we'd have been, in my view, we'd have been in worse trouble than we are right now. And frankly, you know, I think at the end of the day, that the vote will be somewhat important, but the bigger issue is going to be what happens to the economy, and particularly what happens to jobs. And I think that's going to be where a lot of the presidential issues are going to be and where the Senate issues will be.
Well, Alfredo, we do lead the nation in unemployment. Do you think this vote will kind of dissipate as a issue by the time the election cycle rolls around next year?
I think so. I think Senator Heller's vote was merely probably symbolic more than anything else. The votes were already there. They had to have this bill passed. So that was. You know, I think obvious, and the public understood that had to happen. But, you know, we are, you know, still long enough from the election that I think that this will dissipate, and it's going to go back to jobs tomorrow. I mean, I think that's all anyone cares about is the economy and jobs and the debt ceiling. Frankly, for the average person, it's not something they're going to sit down and try to understand. I think the deficit is what they're going to probably key on. So what Congress does with it with respect to the deficit reduction, jobs, and obviously firing up our economy, I think that's what's going to really matter.
Okay, now Wayne, when you look at the election next year, Dean Heller is not running in Congressional District 2. He's running statewide, and the urban area of Las Vegas is very Democratic. How does he get some of those votes to win the race if he's voting no against the debt ceiling?
Well, I'm like with Alfredo. I think the big issue is where we are economically with jobs. Have we put people back to work, and is the country going in the right direction? I think people are going to look at that. So I personally think it'll be a very close race between Senator Heller and Representative Berkley. But I think the economy, the jobs are going to be very important as to what the outcome of that race is going to be, or what they think the future of the economy is. Right now, when you look at the stock market, when you look at what's happening, when you look at the unemployment rates, it's not a pretty picture in Nevada, and it's sure not a pretty picture across the country right now.
Well, Mayor Bob, when you talk about jobs, both Heller and Berkley are Nevada's elected officials, and we're number one in unemployment, so what do they got to stand on as far as job creation?
You know,
either one of them.
Either one of them. I frankly don't know. You know, and part of the darn if you do, darn if you don't is that, you know, government can only do certain things with respect to creating jobs. And one way that government create jobs is to push money into the economy, which creates the other problem on the deficit side. And so, you know, it's one thing for elected officials, including myself, to stand up and say we're going to create jobs. But in reality, you know, it is the private sector that creates jobs. But, you know, if you're asking government to do something, government can only do a certain amount, and that is, in my view, can create a stable platform where people feel comfortable with their lives and will invest and spend money that's going to keep our economy going. Other than that, you know, I don't know how you, you know, everybody can say, hey, we're going to create these jobs, but I don't know how you do that without getting a further problem.
Well, job creation for government, is it just to get out of the way and let private enterprise do their thing?
I think oftentimes it is. I think in this case, you know, the housing market really has driven all of this to a great extent. I think once that inventory is finally at manageable levels, I think you're going to see the economy start to grow. I think people will start spending money. And by the way, you know, you mentioned the issue about Heller and some of the Democratic areas. You know, there are a lot of Democrats who voted against this as well. So I think the debt ceiling really, right, you know, at the end of the day means, I think, very little for the common person. I think they want to have food on the table. I think it's the most important issue.
You know, there was also, I read an article the other day about the apathy of the Democratic Party. I mean, on the recent debt ceiling issues, you know, it said that, you know, the Republicans, and call them Tea Party or Republicans, were more engaged than the party on the other side.
Well, you know, Bob, covering the Congressional District 2 special election, it doesn't seem like the Democrats in Nevada are very apathetic,
really?
It is. But yeah, my opinion. But got to cut it off right there. We'll be right back after these few words to wrap up today's Nevada newspapers.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver.
Piping hot all over town.
Mark Amaday, caught lying about his record. So why believe his attacks on Kate Marshall?
In the treasurer's office, we were able to save millions of dollars simply by renegotiating contracts, by cutting expenses, and increased services without raising taxes.
Financial expert Kate Marshall, praised by the Gazette Journal as a serious caretaker of taxpayer money.
My job is to make sure that we have our middle class. I'm Kate Marshall, and I approve this message. I didn't take a pay raise in Nevada, and I won't take one in Washington.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
It's the Red Hot Summer Sell-Off at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Virtually all makes and models are on sale, and interest rates as low as 1.5%. Get a guaranteed $4,000 for your trade, push, pull, or drag, or $4,000 cash assistance towards your negative equity. Buy with zero money down and no payments till next year. Receive a $1,000 Red Hot Gas Cash to cool off those high gas prices with purchase. It's the Red Hot Summer Sell-Off, going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, businessman Monty Miller will be here. He's the CEO of the Key State Companies. We'll see you on the next broadcast.